Corruption is usually considered a bad thing, but in China, the official view is becoming more murky. For decades, the Communist Party said corruption threatened its survival. But recently, a state-run paper argued corruption couldn't be stamped out, so it should be contained at acceptable levels. From Beijing, NPR's Louisa Lim explains.
It's called the Hall of Fame, but actually, it's a wall of shame. Dozens of pink-tinted portraits hang in neat lines. Beaming men in ties and glasses, the very picture of the archetypal communist apparatchik. Their portraits are painted rosy pink, the colour of money, or at least China's 100 yuan bill. Each is a real-life Chinese official found guilty of corruption.
Chen Liangyu from Shanghai, yeah.
And he got 18 years in prison.
This is another guy from Anhui. He corrupted 1,070,000.
This gallery of rogues is the brainchild of artist and filmmaker Zhang Bingjian. So far, he's commissioned 1,600 portraits of corrupt Chinese officials. As is fitting for the workshop of the world, he employs other artists to paint them cheaply, some better than others. Paradoxically, the cumulative effect of tier upon tier of faces is a sort of faceless assembly line of corruption. Artist Zhang says corruption permeates every aspect of life in China.
If you want to do business here, if you want to find a good school for your kids, you have to corrupt somebody. I mean, if you want to find a good hospital for your mother, you have to give money to somebody under the table. In China, we call it qian gui zhe. It's like a hidden rule.
Got the first verdict in China's football corruption scandal. That's
China's ruling Communist Party has expelled a former railway minister.
The Chinese public hears headlines about fighting corruption every day. But in fact, official figures show fewer corruption investigations than a decade ago. In 2010, the number of people investigated for misappropriation of public funds was a third the number 10 years before. An official report posted online last year, then quickly deleted, estimated $120 billion has been stashed overseas since the mid-90s. Analysts say the corruption has become collective and collusive in nature.
It's corruption of the worst kind. In academic jargon, we call this looting.
Min-Xin Pei is professor of government at Claremont McKenna College in California. He estimates the cost of corruption in China, conservatively speaking, to be about 3% of GDP.
China is a $7 trillion economy. That's $201 billion of wealth stolen each year. As long as the economy keeps growing, it may be able to finance the cost of corruption. The real challenge is when the economy slows down or is not doing as well, then corruption becomes a real drain on society.
There are signs the economy is slowing now, but the state-run media appears to be sending mixed messages on corruption. An editorial in the Global Times argued stamping out corruption would send the whole country into pain and confusion. A People's Daily piece labelled it extremist to criticise China just because of corruption. Pei has his own theory why.
Now the party probably thinks that corruption is less of a threat than losing legitimacy by exposing how corrupt this government is. In other words, it has to choose a lesser evil.
China touts a harmonious society, but growing online anger at corruption is souring that harmony. However, among retirees having their daily sing-song in a Beijing park, there's surprising tolerance towards corruption, which is seen as a fact of life. No matter which dynasty, these problems have always happened, says singer Xu Yonghua. You have to look at this fairly, not judging it with hate. According to Pei, official statistics show only 3% of officials investigated are handed over to the judicial authorities. So only a tiny minority are punished. And while there is discussion about corruption, artist Zhang can't find anywhere to show his work.
I tried to contact some gallery, museum, but I had no response. People get scared. Even me, you know, I mean, it's understandable. Probably the timing is not right to show this piece. Fortunately, now we get the internet, so people start to know that.
But he's already been ordered to take his pictures down from his blog. Despite this, Zhang says his wall of fame shouldn't be seen as an indictment of China. The fact these cases are made public, he believes, makes this a work not of desperation, but of hope.
Before we were cheated, without know. Now we know we are cheated. This is the progress we made.
Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.